This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
2110. The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on, as you know, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Do you wonder why we're doing New California? Shocking. I have absolutely no reason to understand why we would be doing New California, right? In the era of California, we're doing New California, which, of course, is the one New California state that is designed to remain in the Union of States. And we will remain in the Union of States. Anyway, so the big headlines that we're talking about here is the border wall, border, you know, all this good stuff. We're talking about whether or not we're going to have safety, security, all the things that are guaranteed to us by the guarantee clause here in California. We're wondering about that, but also the nation. Also the nation. That's really important to understand that, the nation. The nation is at risk, we understand. We've had 14 attempts upon the president's life. Nancy Pelosi knows about that. And, of course, it failed for her. It's failing for Mueller. But let's take a look out here in the West Coast and see what's really going on. That's going to affect the rest of the nation big time. And, you know, this is, I got to tell you, I don't know if I have one. At the break, I'll get it. I'm just surrounded by these documents, and you can see them. You can go to Agenda 21 Radio and click on the New California, newcaliforniastate.com, and go to where it says grievances and read the grievances. We got 55 grievances as of yesterday posted up on the New California State website, and these grievances are interesting, obviously. And a portion of what they have been saying in the grievance, I live in the world of papers all the time and computers. It's clutter. It's clutter, I tell you. Absolute clutter that I'm having to deal with around it. What's wrong with this picture, right? Okay, so I'm going to read to you a phrase from the grievances. The later portion of the grievances, okay? So you get it. And the last page of our grievances, there's usually five pages that we read on Tuesdays, and we were reading them yesterday. And it was a very, very interesting thing that we did, and we've always done, right? We've been doing it for 55 weeks since New California declared its independence from California. We are an independent state. That's the way we look at ourselves in New California. and for obvious reasons. Obvious reasons. I'm sorry, do I sound a little testy? Because I'm getting testy. And when I get done with you in just about 15 minutes, you're going to be not only testy, but a little ticked off as an American. I don't care where you're at. I don't care if you're in the tip of Maine to Tijuana and you're an American. You're going to be not happy campers. Guaranteed. So, we do these grievances, right? We have 55 of them. On the last page of the grievance, we get into this mode. And I think it's very important that you understand the mode, the modality that we're talking about, because it is definitely for real. Grievance number 55, last page. And by the way, assortment of all the other, up to about, I think, starts around grievance 30, we start making this kind of proclamation, this kind of statement in the grievance itself, in the body, the last page. I'm going to read to you the last page of the grievance that was done yesterday. Okay, and this is, well, I am going to read the body of the grievance to you. Heck with it. This is the body of the grievance. I'll read it. Declaration of Grievance Statement of Facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical state government which fails to provide a Republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern border the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator who openly defies federal law. Do I have you hooked yet, ladies and gentlemen? This is from our grievance. California state government is in direct violation of the following: United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. That was written in 1783, language unchanged. The next article that's really important, written in 1783, language unchanged from this language here. 1783, it has endured. United States Constitution, Article 6, Section 2. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made of, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws or any state to the contrary notwithstanding. New California State Joint Resolution Number 19-02. Resolution of Declaration of the New California State, Article 4, Section 4, Freedom from Invasion. Whereas the people of California are suffering from a tyrannical state government which fails to provide a Republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern borders the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator, and whereas California state government is in direct violation of the United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, and Article 4, 6, Section 2. Whereas Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution states, quote, the following: the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. And whereas Article 6, Section 2 of the United States says the Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and all judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. And the government of California, the current governor monoparty system, along with their local officials, are following a coordinated design with the intent to actively engage in acts of insurrection against the United States Constitution. Pay attention now, folks. The tyrannical California government and the current tyrannical governor have fostered, supported, legislated, and enacted, enforced unconstitutional laws and regulations in direct violation of Article 6, Section 2, known as the Supremacy Clause. And whereas the governor, monoparty system, government and associates at the county and city levels are engaging in mass citizenship outlawing, thus denying U.S. citizens their constitutional rights under Article 4, Section 4, and Article 6, Section 2 of the United States Constitution. And whereas the tyrannical California government and current tyrannical governor have created sanctuary cities in open defiance of federal law, Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause. And whereas in 2017, the California spent $27 billion on illegal foreign nationals who came into the United States, were granted rights and privileges reserved for American citizens, resulting in excessive taxation and massing voter fraud. And whereas now, like the historical tyrannical governments of the world, the California Republic seeks to remove the right of its citizens to defend these principles, both in speech and action. And whereas the California Republic has abandoned the idea of one man, one vote, and is the national leader in encouraging and financing the illegal foreign national invasion of the southern border of California. Whereas the California Republic operates with direct hostility to the Whig ideals of liberty that once made California the greatest state in the Union. And whereas the California Republic now actively works against the principles of liberty through its departments, its schools, and its in an arbitrary selective enforcement of laws. And whereas the California Republic, through its officers, is specifically importing foreigners to dilute the influence of citizens and destroy the culture of the once proud Bear Flag Republic, and holds in direct contempt its citizens who still hold to the ideals of liberty. And whereas the California Republic has violated the terms of joining the federal Whig Republic and abandoned the form of government that was a condition for it to enter the federal union. And whereas the California Republic now is openly hostile to the idea of government of and by and for the people, and in its repeated attempts to disenfranchise citizens and destroy both the state and federal republic through foreign influence. And whereas the California Republic's hostility to its own citizens now endangers its own citizens and the stability of society itself, morally, spiritually, physically, and economically, which contradicts the very nature of forming a society for the mutual good in the first place. And whereas the California Republic has abandoned the laws of nature and nature's God, upon which that republic and the federal republic are founded, and whereas the actions of California Republic contradicts the tenets of both the original formation of the Bear Flag Republic and its eventual joining of the federal republic under many of the same auspices, and whereas Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution guarantees each member state that the federal government shall protect each of them against invasion, to protect the federal union, and therefore the federal government has further reneged on this obligation. And whereas the citizens of the California Republic are now forced to live under the occupation by a government not of our choosing, in violation of ideals of both the Bear Flag Republic and the Whig Republic of the federal union, constituting what is nothing less than treason, insurrection, and a state of undeclared war against the citizens of California in the United States. Whereas the citizens of California, in the tradition of the founders of the United States, seek to rejoin the Union and live under the tenets of liberty our fathers and grandfathers fought, bled, and died for. And these citizens who support the traditional liberties that are our birthright as Californians and Americans do seek a state of our own to be known as New California State. And whereas we, as the citizens of New California State, pray the President of these United States of America exercise his authority under the Insurrection Act of 1807 to end the tyranny being foisted upon United States citizens living in California. Now, therefore, be it resolved, we as the citizens of New California State, having observed the takeover and corruption of our once proud republic, give a clarion warning to the other states of the Union that the old California Republic has been the experimental laboratory for what the enemies of liberty seek to export to other states for the destruction of the republic or Republican forms of government they hate. Now, this is where we get into it, ladies and gentlemen. The governor of California, the current governor, and monoparty system, along with local officials, are following a coordinated design with the intent to actively engage in acts of insurrection against the U.S. Constitution. This is our specific grievance complaint. Now listen, the Insurrection Act of 1807 is a United States federal law that governs the ability of the president to deploy military troops within the United States. Therefore, acts of secession. Therefore, the California government, in conjunction with the communist state executive, instituted wherever the current communist governor has usurped power, has created a reign of terror of United States citizens living in California with the intent to secede from the United States of America and thus destroy the very union of states which secures our liberty and freedom. Abdication of authority. Betrayal by the sitting communist governor of California, the monoparty legislature, and local elected officials is evidence of abdication of their responsibilities and authority and sovereignty over the state and citizens of the United States living in California. And finally, this is our prayer. The citizens of New California State pray for the president to exercise his authority under the Insurrection Act of 1807 to end the tyranny being foisted upon United States citizens living in California state. Now, I read you that because I want you to understand two major components of this grievance. One, insurrection, and two, acts of secession. Acts of secession. Keep that in mind, right? This is what's on the headline yesterday afternoon after Gavin Newsom comes out with his article, with his State of the State yesterday. This is from the San Francisco Chronicle. Joe Garofoli is the author of this. Headline, put your hands on the 10 and 2, ladies and gentlemen. Gavin Newsom wants California to be its, quote, own nation state in the Trump era. For 55 weeks, we have been making those comments, haven't we? And here it is. Here it is. Gavin Newsom, and we saw this coming over the last several weeks. He was getting everybody ready for it. He was giving everybody ready for it. And here it is. Just 5 weeks into the job, this is from the article, Gavin Newsom has crystallized his vision of what California will look like in the Trump era. It won't just be the hub of resistance against the president. It will be its own nation state. Its own nation state. What do you think of that? That's what Gavin Newsom is trying to get a hold of here. Its own nation state. Huh. Now, a couple of things he had to do, of course, to make that happen. He had to get rid of the expense of it all. He got rid of the high-speed rail yesterday. $100 billion saved, but, you know, it's a $2 billion expense. He's going to spend $100 billion and save the rest because he can't afford it. The bottom line is this. This is clearly clearly an attempt to split California, to secede from the Union by deliberate design, to say he's just going to do it. He's going to open the southern border, allow all these illegal foreign nationals to push out U.S. citizens. This is his admission. This is their plan. And do you see why we have been rushing this out as New California? It's pretty obvious what they're up to. We declared independence January 15th, 2018, because it was pretty obvious to us that's exactly what this whole system has been about. When you have a monoparty system, you don't need a federal union, right? California is its own economy, so therefore it can be its own nation. And it's going to legalize it as it sees it. It's going to self-secede and legislate it, so make it so. They say that they're probably going to follow Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution and split California away from the nation. Secede from the nation. They're just going to legislate it and declare independence. That's what they're going to do. The push is on. The rush is on, right? I mean, isn't this just fascinating? You're living in this era and you're seeing this play out like right now. I wonder what could possibly go wrong with that, right? Turning California into its own communist state. And that is that's clearly what they're trying to do here. So now in the headlines, we have it. We have it. We have it. It's here. It's admitted. It's admitted that that's what he wants to do. Is he wants to definitely become his own nation. He wants to be the dictator. Isn't that fascinating? Just declare yourself the dictator, and you can, right? Because we are who we are. And as a world leader, of course, he's taken it on, right? So the article goes on and says, but before Newsom can create a country within a country, he had to defuse two multi-billion dollar grenades that his predecessor, Governor Jerry Brown, left in the box. High-speed rail in the Delta Tunnels project. In proposing Tuesday to scale back both of Brown's unpopular legacy projects, Newsom hopes he can preserve enough political capital to get his own legacy projects on the fast track. If he can do that, he can lead California down its own path for as long as Trump is president. California must go it alone because Trump's portrait of America is fundamentally at odds with California values, the governor said Tuesday in his first State of the Union. Newsom said the president has described a country where inequality doesn't seem to be a problem, where climate change doesn't exist, and where the greatest threat we face comes from families seeking asylum. So California, as the world's fifth largest economy, is going to be a counterweight, a West Coast enclave built on its own values and funded in part by an anticipated $21.6 billion surplus. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about Gavin Newsom, Newsom, Threesome, Newsom, Menage a trois, Newsom, whatever Newsom we have here, but he wants to be a dictator, which is exactly what we have been talking about. He's been groomed to be this dictator, and guess what? Here he is. It's here. He's here. The dictator is here, isn't in the form of Gavin Twosome Newsom, or Threesome Newsom, whatever we're going to say. Twosome, threesome, fivesome, sixsome, sevenome, seven Newsoms. No. Anyway, so this was the speech, basically, that he was making yesterday. It's kind of, okay, I hear you guys. I see you guys. People dinging me all the time. Anyway, article comes out in the Chronicle today after his speech yesterday, which sounded like a dictator speech, quite frankly. We may play excerpts of it, not today. Well, you know, I'm kind of jammed, quite frankly. I'm kind of jammed on what is supposed to be happening here. But it's very, very evident that Gavin Newsom wants to be a dictator, and he is a dictator. Jerry Brown had to set up the dictator, and here it is. And again, in the monoparty system, you can do that. The great California, the monoparty system of California, you can do that. You can set up any kind of dictator you want, as long as you're, you know, in charge. And they are in charge. They have managed to want to build this nation state of California all on their own. And basically, of course, we're becoming a socialist state. If they can bring in socialism and destroy the Republican form of government of California, which is what they've been on the track to do, of course, and we saw this with the massive voter fraud that happened. And, of course, this massive voter fraud gives them what? It gives them license to do whatever they want to do. And that's how they've been acting, right? They've been acting with impunity in California. Gosh, you don't come on, Paul. You're spoiling all the fun for all these folks out there. And you got to wonder who's behind all this. You got to say who there. It can't be Gavin Newsom on his own. Really? Ding, 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 ding. It's not. Gavin Newsom cannot do something on his own. That's something that is, quite frankly, very well known to people who know Gavin Newsom. He can't do it on. He's articulate, you know. He's all this and that, but he can't do it on his own. No, no, no. This has all been set up for him to be the leader of the great nation state of California, right? So we tried it with CalExit. We got everybody kind of warmed up with the idea of CalExit. Now there's New California. Thrown into the mix, and they're pressing hard now. We see that. It's pretty obvious that they're pressing hard. This whole New California thing. They don't like it. But they've come out now. They're out. They are out. They're absolutely out with this speech that he made yesterday. Which I'm glad he made it. Because, it, you know, I was sitting there thinking, well, you know, he doesn't care what the president thinks. He, you know, the question is, though, and this is the thing, are they going to refinance their debt somehow, California? That's the question. Are they going to be able to refinance their debt? I don't think so. As a nation. Take it to the cartels and get the money, the billions, trillions of dollars from the cartel? I don't think so. In fact, I know so that they can't. So that's, you know, now he shed some debt, as we talked about here, which is everybody said, oh, wow, he did that. And everybody was saying, well, why did he do that? Well, it's pretty obvious why he's doing it. He's trying to shed his debt so he can make himself look good to the rest of the world on a credit, you know, he's going to take his debt to the world. Kind of interesting little idea. And shop it around. And what is he going to use? He's going to collateralize what he's got. If California is its own nation, then it's got its own resources, which is the richest planet on the earth. It's all about valuation. It's all about the real estate. That's what it comes down to. We don't know how many billions, if not trillions of dollars worth of gold even sits in the foothills around just a few miles from me. And then, of course, there's the economic wealth of food, the richest spot on the planet for food is the Central Valley of California. It's just the richest spot on the planet for food. So what else could you want? Food and gold and oil? Oh, well, of course, the oil. And Jerry Brown enjoying his ranch now in Colusa County, where he's going to probably frack for oil as he set up the site's reservoir 6 miles from its property. Get the plan, Stan. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you that the Monterey Shale extends right to the very end. The very northern part of the Monterey Shale goes right there at the Brown Ranch in Colusa County. And he just recently, a few years ago, in fact, he got kind of dinged by a staffer. The staffer was saying, hey, you shouldn't be using California resources to do your geological surveys, Jerry. And she filed a complaint again. Remember that? Well, what he was doing was getting the survey so that he can find out where all the valuable oil shale was, billions of dollars underneath his ranch. But he has to extract the oil, and he needs water to do that, and the only way he can do it is through fracking. And so what is he doing? He's building the Sites Reservoir just 6 miles from his house. The southern border of the Sites Reservoir is just 6 miles from his house. Oh, and it's all gravity-fed water right to his property. Gee, coincidence? You see, ladies and gentlemen, it is about oil. California has the richest natural gas fields in the nation. Did you know that? We're pumping billions of cubic feet of natural gas. And, of course, they're going to make a hub in Coos Bay, Oregon. And what are they going to do? They're going to pump a lot of that natural gas to where and sell it to who? China. And don't be surprised if they're going to try and make a regional zone out of Mexico and California and Oregon and Washington. Shocking. Was that Jerry Brown doing that? Katie Grimes wrote an article about that. About 4 years ago, Jerry Brown was running around going from Cuba, meeting with Venezuelan people. And then Peña Nieto from Mexico. And creating a regional zone, if you will, of energy. Isn't that interesting? Jerry Brown did all that. And then he moves over to China. And what kind of agreements is he making with China? You see, the whole thing's been set up, ladies and gentlemen. China needs food and China needs oil. And China's been buying up land all over California. And who's been selling the land to a broker? Richard Blum. Now, you were probably wondering who Richard Blum is. He is the husband of who? Dianne Feinstein. We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. State of the future, no doubt about it, state of the future. Anyway, we have a whole bunch of things that are going on, and we're talking about here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, we're really kind of getting right down to it with the breakaway state of California that Gavin Newsom wants to break away from California. No, the nation. He wants California to break away from the nation. It's pretty evident. It was pretty evident from yesterday's speech, I thought, and I know a lot of people are thinking, wow, that's kind of rugged on the guy. And no, it's not at all. It's not at all rugged on him. It's exactly what he wants. He wants to break away. This has been their whole thing, guys. This has been what they've wanted to do all along, and they're doing it. They're in process of trying to. Because their legislature is going to allow them to do it. They can do whatever they want to do. They can do whatever they want to do. And, you know, they may be, in fact, trying to say, well, let's write our own Declaration of Independence from the United States. You ever think of that? New Californians, are you? Hello? Hello? See, you get out, you get the American citizens out, and you replace them with your own people, and you can do whatever you want. No reason to be in the United States anymore. All you one world order folks, and all you people who have run away from California, see what you've done? See what's happened? See what the plan has been to get you out and replace you with their kinds of Americans? That's why the dialogue of Gavin Newsom has been nothing to see here. There's no this made-up, contrived thing at the border. There's no problem with the border. You see what's going on, guys? There is a problem with the border, absolutely. Donald Trump's absolutely correct. He needs to declare an emergency and send troops to the border now. California is in insurrection. And this was the evidence yesterday. It's so clear. It's so clear even they write about it in the San Francisco Chronicle. It's blatant and in your face now, which is exactly what we have been saying for 55 weeks with New California. It doesn't get any more blatant than this. Well, I guess it could. You know, we can go back to the conversations that we were witness to at our tea party, in which individual, and an individual came forward, and I was just at a meeting. This is during December 2016, in which this person attended a meeting in Natomas, California, where they have the Mexican consulate, of course, in which officials being led by the then, well, current mayor of Sacramento led a meeting which talked about open insurrection and asked, people were asking questions at this time from the Obama administration, what it would be like, will people respond to an open rebellion in which Americans are killed, taking up arms and killing Americans, quote, hunting white men, killing white people. That was in 2016. See, you got to understand something. Trump really messed him up when he won the election. That's why they came out with an attempted coup d'etat against the president. Now they're moving on to California. And who's in Congress? Number three in the nation is Nancy Pelosi. Had they been successful at an assassination on Donald Trump, and Nancy Pelosi was our current president, you can guarantee that there would be a breakup of this United States Union, with Gavin Newsom being the president of California. El Presidente. Get it? Trump messed that up. Now we've got a problem, though. We'll just go ahead with the plan, flood them, do the cloud and pavement, and just flood California with illegal foreign nationals. Flood, 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 flood. Millions coming now. Not just thousands and tens of thousands, millions coming. Maybe as much as 100 million coming. And if they can bring 5 million at one time and 10, why not 100, right? Get it? This is where we are at now. We're at a turning point. And they're telling you what they're doing. They're being very, very obvious about it. That's why New California is here and now, right now. New California is here and now, right now. It's standing on the brink. Will we preserve the union is the question. And that's the question that we bring up in our grievances. That's why I spent the time and read you the grievance. So that you understand point blank, we're talking about the union of states here. Keeping this union together. This is, hey, everybody said, well, this is like old school stuff. Right, it is. Because in the founding fathers, they knew the value of all this. They knew there would be a time that would come like this. Because dictatorships and freedom-loving people, it's rare to have freedom-loving people. And these freedom-loving people must take on the tyrants of the world. And right now we have to do that. Tyrants have been around for thousands of years, but freedom-loving people like us, only a couple hundred.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio for the final short minute. Remember, My Pillow, 800-266-4715, and the code word is Agenda. The code word is Agenda, 800-266-4715, code word Agenda. Okay, so we've got a lot coming up here in the next hour. Love what's going on here. Of course, the Bezos. We may be talking about a little bit of Bezos, but I don't think so. We've got to talk about sheriffs and how important sheriffs are and the counties in your states, how important counties are to the states and to the United States. Some civic lessons and some things going on. So it's special high-intensity training coming your way in the next hour. What is wrong with me? I have no idea where I got that. You know, I kept thinking about this Bezos thing. And, you know, the D-picks. What's going on with the D-picks? Can you imagine? This is the story that Chris Street broke yesterday, of course. It's just gone nutty all over the world. the idea that he can risk $100 billion contract, billion, because of his penis, or the size of it, which I think he lacks size from what I was told. I don't know. I had not seen the picture. I've just heard rumors. I've heard stories from my other radio show host who will go unidentified. I know he's yearning to be identified. I'm not going to do it. I will not do it because I do not want to engage in that. Anyway, thanks for listening. Well, let's get out of this one. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Got a lot of things going on with New California State. Visit that website. Check it out. You know, you want to see the Constitution being developed, what we're doing with that. You can go to the legislative thing. You can see with the letters that we wrote to the President of the United States and all that good stuff. A lot of things happening right now, though. A lot of things moving, a lot of moving parts. You got a lot of programs going on, a lot of meetings, a lot of town halls. It's all happening at the newcaliforniastate.com website. So go there and get your latest up-to-date information. Also, the fourth convention coming up. The tickets will be available maybe as early as this afternoon. So check out that website. You'll get the early discounted tickets. And we're thinking about all kinds of wonderful. And there's going to be some representatives from various places at San Luis Obispo's town hall. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.